The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
That was very energetic and exuberant on my part, I'll say.
It was Mark. Honey, we have been sick for weeks.
It's just ongoing.
That Kentucky Fried Elementary School has gotten... like, I just want to feel better.
Are you cracking yourself up over there?
Yeah, I want to feel better, and I just don't, and it won't happen for us. So, honey, there's a lot to get through.
I just spit out my tea.
So, in addition to our syndromes, and you still don't sound well.
I'm blowing my nose. I'm sorry, guys. It's we're all friends here, personally.
Yeah, we really motor through, guys. I am, doing the ice skating practices. We're still podcasting. We're doing a lot of things just to keep you all entertained. But in the meantime, our health is crumbling.
It really is.
So enjoy it.
Johnny, I feel like we should talk about our favorite new drink, Cogo Coco. I really like
Cogo
the way that
Cocoa.
Just kind of rolls off the tongue. And I don't know about you. I've been drinking it so obsessively that I've replaced my coffee with it because I get the same pick-me-up feeling that I get with a coffee, but I also get my chocolate craving put to rest when I have this drink. And it's so, guys, we're not just saying this. We drink this every day. It's so creamy. It's so good. It's a treat. It's a treat.
It's absolutely delicious. I mean, I feel like I could replace all of my meals and all of my daily drinks with it because I love it that much. Most regular hot chocolate is completely caffeine-free, but Cogo gives you that beautiful, delicious, creamy chocolate indulgence with the caffeine to keep you going. It's almost like chocolate go-go juice. And because of Cogo Coco's partnership with Tara and Johnny, the award-winning podcast, we have a very special offer for our listeners.
We do. So it's exclusively online. Go now because the offer does end June 30th, 2018. And what you guys have to do is just go to cogococo.com. That's cogococo.com. And use the promo code TNJ, T-A-N-D-J, and you'll get 10% off your Cogo order.
Make sure you get over to them and order it now because it's a limited time offer.
So, Todd and I were watching something on TV and we were watching this show and, it's sort of like our dogs. Like, I am assuming that when I have kids, it's just going to be quadruple that. But, Todd and I think our dog is just the cutest and the funniest and the best and the smartest.
And the king and the smartest.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the best at everything.
Exactly. And so that's what happens with kids. But we were watching this show and it was like this kid was dancing and the parents just really thought, like she was in this dance class, just really thought that, this is her calling. And Todd and I were like looking at each other thinking like, this kid's already too old.
Yep.
Like this is not probably her calling. So it was funny. Todd looked over at me on the couch and just was like, so Tara, when we like take our kid to dance or something and we see something like this, let's just get in the car and the ride home and look at each other and be like, how about we try the violin? And just like move through it quickly so we don't get stuck in these like moments where we think that our kid is going to be like the greatest, football player or dancer or whatever it may be.
Do you think that'll happen, though? Because I feel like you've got a pretty good head on your shoulders when it comes to extreme abilities of young people.
Right.
And, I try and think about, if I'm ever blessed with a child, and when I say blessed, I mean, get knocked up by accident. if I'm ever blessed with a child.
I hope it happens.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely getting pregnant at the same time. So
yeah,
here we go. So tuck in. But I feel like I wouldn't even let my kid, I would raise them almost Amish and not let them know that there's a whole wide world out there of things they could do. I'm going to make my kid read and study because that is a learned ability. You can't really learn to be a great ice skater or learn to be a great ballet dancer or football player. I mean, you have to have some skill and some God-given talent.
And you have to start young. It's so funny you said this, Johnny. We're on the same wavelength. I woke up this morning for some reason thinking about this. I don't know why. But I was like, what happens if I didn't put, like, if you put your kids into something really young, I mean, you're the exception because you're just ridiculously talented at figure skating. But a lot of times you put your kids into something at 3 years old. I started skating at 3 years old. Like, you pick up things, just like you said, you can, you know, kids have the ability to learn multiple languages a lot easier than if you're going to try it at 35 when you're younger. Right. And so there has to be something to that. So it's like, I was thinking, if I put, you know, our kids into all of these things at such a young age,
Ava, how
wonderful would that be, you know, for her to like find her career and her calling and all this stuff. And then I thought, maybe not. Maybe I just pretend none of it, like exactly what you just said, like none of it's out there. And then it just never happens. And we have a very normal life and she's just very smart and like has no stress.
Well, you know, I guess some people are born smarter than others.
Right. Right.
So we hope she's smart. Right, well,
I hope. I mean, but what if like all of her energy was just put into that, you know, and she didn't have the stress of like a physical sport or something to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ava, if you are good at caring for Dubby in his old age, you're going to be a vet or, you know,
yeah, exactly.
let's give him for sure jobs, like for sure opportunities. I mean, we are lucky as hell that we found our way through ice skating and now are on the other side and are able to work and stuff.
But, I don't know how
you know,
we
there
did
are
it.
So many people that have come from our world that, you know, don't really have any applicable skills. That then just gets stuck in the cycle of trying to find kids to teach. And, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just figure skating and sports don't really lead you to
Yeah, you have to kind of figure out another career, whether inside the sport or start over completely, which is definitely difficult. I mean, I don't know.
If I have a child, I'm raising her Amish. She's not going to know that there's even electricity.
She'll have no idea.
She'll know all about Hermes Birkin bags, but not how to achieve them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like this dealing with this syndrome that we currently are dealing with and the fact that I'm assured 100% that it came from that Kentucky elementary school. It's just made me really think a lot about my children and, you know, if that'll happen for me.
Guys, I had a dream that I was pregnant last night. There's a lot of kid talk today.
Yeah. I mean, this hashtag kid talk, kid corner.
Kid corner with a K.
Kid corner with a K. Yeah, I feel like that isn't a bad thing to be dreaming about unless she was some sort of, you know, Damien demon child. How
well,
did
we
that
didn't
go
even,
for you?
We didn't get to the birth. We, I.
the first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan.
No. All we got to was that I was pregnant and I was confused how it happened because we weren't trying and we were making sure that we weren't going to get pregnant, but somehow it happened. And then just going to the doctor and them confirming that I was indeed pregnant. And then I like my stomach, I could see it in my stomach.
That was it mine?
It could have been 100%. Yeah, I mean, guys, we should repost the Tara and Johnny baby things. So for any new listeners, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but
yeah, it's a while back. Tara went nuts. And this is before Todd Kapp was around. So Todd Kapp, sorry if you're listening to this. You're not listening. He's not watching. No one is. But so Tara paid for an app that would put two pictures together and create this Insta baby.
Well, okay, let's take it back further than that. Okay, so my girlfriends at the time thought it was really funny because I was dating a bunch of different people one summer. Not at the same time. I was just out there, you know, just living life and
trying to find love in all the wrong places.
You know? And so they would always put together this like the really crappy apps where you would take my face and said boyfriend's face, put them together and then create the kid. And it was always really terrible, you know, really terrible. And then but then there's an app that one of my friends got because it was like she had to pay for it. And it was so good because it was like, I mean, it was a legit thing. It was a whole process. You had to wait for like 2 weeks for it to come back. And so finally I was like, you know, Billy, we need to do Tara and Johnny and see what that looks like. And it came back as the most angelic, beautiful, child I've ever, this baby, we're going to have to post it again today, Johnny.
Yeah.
We have to find it. This baby is so cute. It has your eyelashes. And,
oh, God,
I mean,
it's got your nose.
It was so cute.
And you know what? The fun part of it, it was pretty much a sexless baby. It was just a beautiful work of porcelain art.
It was so
sexless
cute.
Entirely. You know, it could have been a hermaphrodite. It could have been one of the situations where the baby will choose when it turns 8. But it was the most beautiful child ever. And I feel nothing when I look at most children. And it was a special baby.
Jay, let's talk about some Simple Contacts. This is the new company that's come on board with Tara and Johnny, the podcast.
Our new friends.
Yes. And we love it. It's such a great thing. So we'll tell you a little bit about it. We know that there's so many things that are demanding your time, and contact lenses shouldn't be one of them. So that's why we're kind of excited about Simple Contacts. It makes the process of renewing your eye exam and buying contacts simple and convenient. So instead of you dreading that annual appointment to renew your eye exam, you will just have to go online and the doctor's office will come to you. So wherever you are, whenever you need it, you can take the vision test online. It takes about 5 minutes and a real doctor reviews it, renews your eye exam, and you save that time and money and headache.
Guys, this is vision care for the 21st century. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses and their prices are unbeatable. The eye exam is just $20. The contact lens prices are super competitive and shipping is absolutely free.
So for our listeners, you guys will get $30 off your first Simple Contacts order. So to save that $30 on your lenses, go to simplecontacts.com/TJ. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/TJ. Or just enter the code TJ at checkout.
But yeah, on that note, I feel like we've got to wrap this week up. So as always, you can join us on social media. Enjoy the area.
You can
join us on social media at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. And we're so thankful to the billions of listeners that we have accrued in our time as podcast award winners. And we can't wait to talk to you guys next week. So until then, we love you and
bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.